Well, Frederica used to work for Mrs. Lippman. Did you know her?
No, uh-uh. Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, she was a big girl, sir.
I hope you have the holders.
The what?
The holders?
Yeah. It's when you have to hold in your flatulence. Because you're in mixed company.
Why would you want to do that? Why not just let fly?
On screen?
Yeah.
How much for that?
Well, how are we going to know?
That'll get you $500 right there.
I'll place the mic in a special
You'll
place.
Notice when he lifts his leg.
Yeah, only I guess we'll know if you shift in your chair a little bit.
Right. And hike up a little bit.
And all of a sudden, Debbie Dimon just passes out. You know, do it and blame it on Scott Sams on camera.
Good Lord,
come on.
Jeez.
God, you're feeling pain over here. Come on.
Do we need him to say anything?
Take a paradigm. You need to laugh. I mean, because somebody will say something funny. When they do, you got to laugh like that.
You cannot recreate that. I don't know where that came
See,
from.
See, I don't think he can recreate that either.
There's no way to recreate Ticket Pterodactyl. I mean, if you notice, that laugh is a punctuator to a normal laugh that just isn't... It's like I didn't want to quit, but I did, you know? And that just...
To see this giant prehistoric bird carrying an egg.
With Corby's head on it?
Yeah.
With that rodentia hair of his?
What if they send me
a
in?
A beak. Somebody needs to draw us a picture of the Ticket Pterodactyl.
What if they send me in to Good Morning Texas on wires?
It's the Hardlines, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Well, yeah.
Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one.
Is the time, I think. 20 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Monday. Everybody heave to, thrice up. Another 4 hours of sports and all that implies is on the way. And today we emanate live from a very, very special appearance at Singular Wireless today. 635 in MacArthur. We are at the southeast corner of this burgeoning intersection. If you would like to come out here and see us, we have ticket t-shirts to be dispensed. After registration, of course. And it says here that we're going to have three very, very foxy ticket chicks out here, Grego.
That'll be excellent.
But what they're really wanting you to do, and I guess this is all about getting your head right for March Madness, because it is March. March 1. And we are... a mere fortnight or so away from the start of your conference tournaments, and then, of course, the big one.
Right. The Ides of March. What day is that?
That'd be March 15th.
March 15th, right.
In fact, we're probably a fortnight away from the start of the tournament, I'm thinking.
No, I'll tell you what we're into. If you really want to know the countdown to when March, what March means to me, it that is, don't you?
Oh, yeah. probably the same thing that it means to me.
Okay, what does it mean to you?
Spring break.
Opening day is about a month away.
No. No on both of them. Spring break and no on opening day. What happens this Sunday night? Where are you going to be?
Ooh, Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's what it means to me.
Well, it is all those things, and it's so very much more here in the month of March. But out here at Singular Wireless today, they are wanting you to get your head right with basketball, and they want you to come out and test your NCAA knowledge. It says, answer our trivia questions correctly. Now, they have our written down here. I want everybody to know I had no part in this. This is not
mine.
Neither
did I.
This is theirs. Now, I'm not sure exactly who they are, but they is not us. So answer their trivia questions correctly, and you, not us, but you, could qualify for the Singular Wireless grand prize of an ultimate TV and party package, which includes a 52-inch high-definition TV, a DVD Dream System, Grego, including right. surround sound, and $300 worth of groceries and various types of food units.
Wow.
Pretty good prize,
get
man.
Ready, get ready for the tournament there.
Pretty good prize. So if you think you know a little something about NCAA, and I'm assuming we're talking basketball here.
Right.
Because it says test your NCAA knowledge. So I don't know. Maybe they're going to ask you questions about the SAT. I don't know. But if you know that, you know your basketball, you might want to get out here and give this a whack.
Or just come out here and get your cell phone.
You can do that, too.
But if you need a cell phone,
what?
They can fix you up. Do you know anybody that doesn't have a cell phone?
Very few people. In fact...
Okay, do you need a cell phone? Do you have to have one?
It helps.
Okay, what if they were to take your cell phone away from you? How would that change your life?
It would change it in a very negative way. I would not like that.
But then again, how many years did you go without one?
A long time.
What? But now that, but I'm the same way. If I didn't have a cell phone, I don't know what I'd do.
Mike, you lived for the first 102 years of your life without a cell phone, and it didn't even, because you didn't know about it. Why would it affect you negatively? I think it's a positive. I would love it if I lost my cell phone.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
No, because you use your cell phone all the time.
Not by necessity.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
It's a convenience for you.
It's an ass whip for people to track me down. That's the only reason it exists.
But that means you have no control over it.
Right.
Why do you drive?
That means you've given your number out to too many people.
No.
Okay,
why do you
here's
derive
the deal
pleasure
then,
from it, Mike?
You know what? Okay, get rid of yours.
Can't do it.
Oh, why not?
Because.
Okay, then you have to have it.
No.
It's a necessity. Well, then get rid of it.
It's a law in the household. If I wasn't married, I wouldn't have one.
Oh, if you weren't married, you'd have three with different numbers.
No.
Beer.
No, it's just something that you need in case someone gets
you have your phone
in a,
you.
Oh, someone sure gets in a your, car crash or beer. Something crazy like
I'll
you know
have
what?
My phone with me here.
But you next time you're in a restaurant, just take a survey. Talk. Next time you're on an airplane, take a survey. Everybody in there has a cell phone. Everybody.
I don't know why, Mike, you think it's such a necessity or
but
a
take
luxury.
Take the survey when you're in flight. Wait till you're in the air and then jump up and take it real loudly, the survey.
With a hockey mask?
I don't know why you don't think it is.
Well, this isn't about me, Holmes.
Like I said, then
it's
get rid of
you.
It.
All right, well, don't Holmes me.
Wow.
I don't know anybody that doesn't have one.
Psycho Dave has one, for crying out loud. Who needs to get a hold of him?
Who does need to get a hold of you, Psycho?
Nobody.
Bernie.
Bernie. Yeah, Bernie X.
Bernie, David Robinson, and Frito.
That's it.
Mike, the only reason you have one is because your wife makes you have one. That's it.
No, that is not it.
Then why do you have one?
Because he calls, you know what he calls it? The Nookie phone?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I don't call it the Nookie phone.
Nookie.
He got it for the other female in his life, right?
That's
right,
phone.
The one who's on the electronic leash.
The butt phone.
Huh? Well, if anybody needs to get one, they can get one out here at Singular.
Right.
They're making
Cobra needs. It sounds like he needs another one, so maybe he ought to head out here, too.
Right. Get a second number.
Right.
Oh, y'all are at a cell phone store?
Right.
No.
Singular.
I love my phone.
Singular Wireless. Well,
never mind, they already hate you out here. They told us.
Get in line.
Anyway, that's where we are today. Singular Wireless at 635 in MacArthur, the southeast corner So come out here, get yourself a cell phone, take a whack at the NCAA trivia questions.
What? And,
I'm thinking about going back to a bag phone. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Carry around a little bag. I'm thinking about going back to one of those. Would that be convenient?
Would it? I don't know. Would it?
Probably. Probably get better reception.
Do it then. Oh, great.
Maybe a little bit more cumbersome, but hey, who cares?
All right, now we've got a lot of stuff to get to here today. We even have a Cowboys segment, I see. Probably a lot of Oscar talk will be coming down.
You know, you should make the announcement, because we have some kind of announcement that we're beginning today. You don't know what it is?
Yeah, I do. I do. Beginning today, those who wish to listen to the Ranch Report, we will be able to hear that presentation on Tuesdays and Thursdays only.
Right up until Cowboys camp.
Right. Yeah. Then we'll go back to it every day. But Tuesdays and Thursdays only, and last time I looked, this was neither. So the Ranch Report will not be a player in the presentation today. However, entertainment news for you certainly will. That will take place at 4:10. And coming up next, we have a little bit of fallout to handle from the big 16th birthday. It was the Squid's 16th birthday this weekend. And I will tell you what that was like next here on the ticket. It is 3:29 right now.